Did you sense that when you're just, as they're cutting that lead down, you guys are just more comfortable dealing with situations like that now?
Simple. We learned from our mistakes. Some of the games we lost in the fourth quarter. And I mean, we know that, so we just all came together, talked on defense, offense, in the huddle. Bench was hyped. We know we just learned from our mistakes and come out with a win.
When you thought about this season beforehand, like as you approached Christmas, is this how you kind of envisioned this season going?
I didn't look that far. I was focused on the day I was at. So.
What has it been like playing alongside Brandon and Jaren? Like, that lineup wasn't used as much early in the season than the past week. You did play a lot more. What has that been like? How would you describe the
We just get out and run. Both of those guys can step out, shoot the three, play in the mid-range, at the rim. So it's just great defensive problems. I'm coming off a screen with those two guys, whoever. And that means I got three other shooters. So they just have a lot of people to account for. Yes, they're going to help off, and then we have open three. If not, I have a layup. The big help, we have a lob, pick and pop. It's just that. And then on defense, we just rebound and just run. Both of them probably fight for who's at the rim. So
when you're out there together, do you think, like, man, I'm gonna be with these guys for a while? This could be, like, as this develops, this could be really good.
Nah, I mean, I honestly don't think about that. I just be in the game. So if we're on offense or defense, that's what I'm thinking about. But those two guys are special. I'm excited to play with.
Have you guys, it looks like communication, especially on defense, and obviously you and Jaren and Brandon are really moving well whenever you come over the top of that screen or you have to ask the defender. Have you guys developed a little more of that chemistry now that you're
playing? Our whole team did. We practice it every day. Just us learning. So we have all the right communication. Whoever the guard on the ball in the big and the pick and roll, they talk to us, let us know where it's coming from. We have our coverages. We work on them, get over the screen, try to give up some shots, contest, rebound, run.
You look very comfortable out there when you play. Like, it's at your pace. Is that a big goal for you, that you play whatever pace you
want? That's me. I'm a point guard. I got to control the pace of the game and the game. So when I'm out there, I'm trying to push, get open shots, quick looks. And then if we're in the half court, try to run a good set, get in the paint, make somebody come help. If not, lay up, pass.
Is it as much fun as it looks? It looks like it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. I guess you can feel it in the locker room, how happy we are now. How happy we are right now. We're winning. It's what we were trying to do. It just shows now that we learned from our mistakes in the past and we're able to correct them later in these games now.
You saw that you guys, when they came back like that, first month you guys had a lot of games like that where they came back and
we lost.
And you lost.
Yeah,
you
didn't learn from it. We learned from it and was able to win.
How would you characterize that fourth quarter scene? I mean, it was a complete opposite of the first half. In the last 4 minutes, you guys completely flipped it around.
It's just us. Just try to battle back. Just no matter what's going on, just go out there and compete. Try to make the defense take the shots we want them to take, tough, contested shots, and then go out and run. If we don't have a quick look, just get a great shot at the end of the day. And we was able to do that.
You guys, a month ago, 2 months ago, you guys might have lost that game. You had teams come back on you before, and this time you didn't.
You know, that's a growth. That's what we expect. You know, we're growing as a unit. As a team, you know, it's a process. You know, it's not gonna be overnight. You know, you gotta mature together. You gotta just do it. It's so funny.
Stop it. You gotta interview a Dyer's Bear.
when you watch these, you mentioned before, like, these guys are young, not just young, but like really young, like, you know, 20 years old, young. Everyone wants to kind of see them grow faster, but is it hard to have patience?
You have to have. You know, it's some guys first time in the league. You know, they're rookies. They're going through their first season. You know, it's not easy. You know, it's body holding down. You know, schedule this and that. It's not just basketball. You know, everything comes in one. So. You know, they've so far doing really good, and, you know, just growing.
What has the season been like for you? I mean, obviously, Toronto was like a really good team last 4 or 5 years, and now the Grizzlies are trying to learn and everything else. Like, how have you handled everything?
You know, we just being in the same position with Toronto, you know, we got to do it. We got to grow. You know, we got to learn how to win the games, and we're doing it. You know, we started the season playing a little bit worse. Now we're getting there. You know, we're winning the games. We're winning the clutch game, you know, against good teams. So we gotta just learn and be our that make that our habit. You know, to be hardest playing team on the court, you know, diving for every ball, you know, that's our mentality. That's what we're going to, and we'll get it. You know, it's a process. You got to believe in yourself and your teammates, and good things gonna happen.
What do you see in your role as a leader for these guys? What do you do? What do you want to do for them all off court?
My role is to play basketball first, but you know. Leadership, you know, work ethic, showing the example, leading by example. You know, I don't like to talk much. I'm better to lead with example. You know, staying after practice, getting your body ready. You know, they see that, and you know, they're gonna take after it. So, you know, leading by example, I think, is number one priority.
Does it concern you to not finish games? You haven't finished the last of the few of them. They've been with the smaller lineups.
As long as we're winning the games, you know. They've been with the small lineup. Opponents being with the small lineup, you know, it's good. There's plenty of big guys out there. I'll get my chance.
And you've been very productive in your 22, 23, 25 minutes, 21 and 10 tonight.
Let's go to next one.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.